This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now, here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
Right now, live to Rome for the Pope's general weekly audience, Ashley Nerona is our Vatican correspondent. Buona Pasqua, Ashley.
Oh, John, I am so proud of you. Buona Pasqua to you, too. I hope that this is a lovely Pasqua season for you.
And you too, absolutely. The Pope, of course, Pope's general weekly audience, everything is shut down in Italy as it is here, and the coronavirus pandemic slowly on the slide in the right direction. Thanks be to God in Italy. We'll talk about that. So the Holy Father had his general weekly audience again via live streaming from the Vatican Library and continuing his catechesis on the Beatitudes.
That's right. And today is the seventh beatitude. Holy Father looked at Matthew 5, verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. He began by looking at two different understandings of what peace is. He looked at a more traditional and a modern understanding. In the traditional sense, peace, he says, can be seen as in the biblical term shalom. And when we say shalom, it's signifying an abundant, flourishing life. But then he looked at a modern notion of what he called interior serenity. But he said that our modern notion of peace is incomplete if that's what we look at it as, because it's actually during these moments when our tranquility has been stirred up or disturbed that spiritual growth occurs. So he pointed out that the Lord's peace is different from that of any human peace. And then he said that in this Easter season, we see that through the resurrection, Christ brings us the gift of his peace. And this is a peace unlike the world, because he said the world is so often purchased at the expense of others. But an authentic peacemaker is someone who imitates Jesus in bringing peace or bringing reconciliation in relationships. These are people who have learned the art of peacemaking. They practice it. They know they have to give their lives. They know that sacrifice is involved in peacemaking and that peace should always be sought no matter what the case may be. And he said that peacemakers are true children of God, and these are the folks that show us the way of true happiness. And today he ended his message by wishing us all a very happy Easter, John.
Ashley Nerona, live from Rome with the Pope's general weekly audience, again, minus any crowds, obviously, because the Vatican and most of Italy has been closed even before we started sheltering in place here in the United States. And what's the latest? Because you have reached the apex and are now starting to get back to normal. What's the timetable in Italy?
Yes. Well, first of all, our most recent date of freedom was Monday, but that, of course, was postponed to now until May 3rd. So that is 1 month exactly later than the original date that we had been given of April 3rd. So to give you an idea of what's happening here, indeed, John, we do have good news in that we have now reported the fewest new cases in a month as of yesterday. So that means there were nearly 3,000. There were 2,972 new cases yesterday, and that was the fewest we've had since March 13th. Just the day before that, there were 3,153 new cases. So we can see an actual decline now. Now, doesn't mean that anything has changed for lockdown, though. The rules remain in place, and of course, fines are given for those who violate them. So, for example, on Easter Sunday, there were about 14,000 fines that were given out for people going out for what were considered to be non-essential reasons. And then on Easter Monday, we call that Pasquetta, and it's also celebrated as a holiday here. There were 16,500 fines that were given that day. One interesting story was a fine that was given to a woman who went out to walk her turtle. And she said that this was indeed an essential reason, but the police disagreed with that. So in the meantime, we do have some changes because we are seeing a slight easement on the list of what are considered to be essential businesses. So that means that some different kinds of businesses can now again open their doors. Stationery shops, children's clothing shops, dry cleaners, laundromats, and that is as of yesterday. But bookshops, who in many parts of the country were able to open their doors yesterday in Lazio, in the state in which Rome is located, they are not allowed to open their doors until the 20th. But there are many bookshop owners, in fact, there's 247 of them throughout the country, who signed a petition and said, no, we are not opening our doors because if there's still danger of infection, we do not want to put ourselves at risk. And more than that, who are our customers going to be if everyone is still indoors? So any stores that open, they are required to enforce social distancing, hygiene measures. They have to limit the number of customers who can come inside at once. That's all based on the size of the shop. That's how that's determined. And otherwise, people queue outside the door in, of course, 1 meter apart. People have to wear face masks, and the shops will provide disposable gloves, and then they will close for cleaning twice a day. So these are some of the stipulations that will go along with anyone who opens their doors, but also some industries are going to be allowed to resume activity too. So manufacturers of computers, various electronics, some landscape maintenance places can reopen. And in fact, I will say that the condominium building in which my husband John and I live, yesterday when this became allowed, the landscapers for the condo were here. They were working. So everybody's, of course, taking advantage of getting back to work. So the rules are not the same all over the country because each region is free to impose stricter or less severe rules on businesses that are going to be open. And now everybody is talking about what's called phase two, phase one being this complete and severe lockdown, phase two being starting to ease this, getting people back out. And there's a lot of talk of what that's going to be. Some government officials are saying it's going to take up to 6 to 8 months to do phase two. One of the concerns that has been voiced lately is that allegedly the government is preparing to release an app. It's almost ready. And this app is meant to monitor the movements of people throughout the country. They claim it's to monitor people with the infection. They're going to figure out who is interacting with whom. Some Italians are relieved at the idea of getting out. They don't mind the cost. Some are pointing out the potential for privacy violations and the government taking advantage of people wanting to leave their homes, the idea of using phone tracking to monitor people's movements, that these logs will be shared with the police, et cetera. So, yeah, there's a lot happening here, John, and we are all very much in the watch and wait position right now as we're hoping that May 3rd is the date, but nobody knows what to expect after that, John.
Ashley, has there been any protesting or much of a fuss to people getting impatient to get things reopened?
Yes. Well, you know what? We're noticing a difference, Glenn. Even just looking out the window, you're seeing more people daring to venture out. And I think that people they're getting antsy. The weather has become positively gorgeous. It's just been in the 70s every day for the last couple of weeks. And so spring is springing and everyone wants to get out. There have not been specific staged protests quite yet, but I have a feeling that people are kind of reaching saturation points at the moment. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And another issue that the people are facing is that they are not receiving any kind of help. You know, the United States has some stimulus packages in place to help people. Here in Italy, they have announced a 600 euro package to help small businesses, but even when people have gone online to try to sign up and apply for that, well, the website has crashed, and so applications can't even be made. So it's a very difficult moment, Glenn, that's for sure.
And just to put this in perspective, and I didn't realize it was this early as we speak with Ashley Nerona live from Rome, the state of emergency went into effect in Italy on January 31st. So you've been living with this for quite a long time, and there's always been an emphasis on professional responsibility through this and a coordinated response, and people have come forward as they have, as we're seeing here in the United States, when they're asking for retired doctors and nurses to come. They were expecting 500. They got 9,000.
Yes. Similar thing happened here in Italy, John, that when they made that request, so many more people went above and beyond. And we're seeing that again and again in so many ways. Italy is making efforts to continue to not only bring any kind of help and services to its people, but even culture. In fact, so many of the museums, opera houses, theaters here have started campaigns where they're performing online. So perhaps their performers are doing a concert from their living room or whatever it may be. And they're also airing past performances. Some museums have opened certain sections that can be viewed online now by people from the comfort of their homes. So there is also this effort to allow people to continue to enjoy and flourish in Italian beauty and culture, John.
Ashley Nerona, live from Rome this morning with not only the latest on the Pope's General Weekly Audience, continuing his catechesis on the Beatitudes, but also giving us an update on how Italy is coping with the COVID-19 pandemic. They were about 3 or 4 weeks ahead of where we are here in the United States. Ashley is an American living in Rome. She teaches crisis communications and media training to priests and seminarians, and Ashley's reports are on our Relevant Radio app, so check that out, the podcast from Ashley Nerona. Ashley, thank you. Best to John.
Thank you so much. Buona Pasqua. God bless you.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Nerona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.